Next on Westmoreland Saturday Morning, it's the Better Business Bureau Show with Caitlin Driscoll here on 98.7 Westmoreland Gold, 1480 WCNS, and thisisgold.net. Good morning and welcome to the Better Business Bureau Show on Westmoreland Saturday Morning on 98.7 Westmoreland Gold, 1480 WCNS, 910 WXJX, thisisgold.net, and the iHeartRadio app, featuring Caitlin Driscoll, Public Relations Director, Better Business Bureau of Western PA. Caitlin, good morning, and good to be talking to you in June now.
Good morning. Yes, happy June, officially in the summer month.
Yes, everybody's favorite time of the year. And what will we be discussing on today's Better Business Bureau show?
Well, after this past year, a summer vacation and the ability to get away on a relaxing trip might sound more appealing than ever. And as COVID vaccines continue to be distributed, more things open back up at a normal capacity, a lot of people are feeling more comfortable to start planning summer vacations and activities. But the pandemic isn't quite over yet, and there are still multiple risks associated with traveling, both to your health and your wallet. So on today's Better Business Bureau show, we're going to discuss BBE tips for safe planning and travel on your next getaway to help minimize your risk. Just between new policies, changing guidelines, even vaccine passports currently being explored by the private and nonprofit sector, there are plenty of opportunities for scammers to target people, in addition to just all of the usual ways, like impersonating trusted travel companies, offering tempting vacation packages at unrealistically low prices, and more.
Let's start off with some general tips for planning a worry-free vacation this summer. Where should people start if they're looking to get away?
Definitely plan as far ahead as possible, so allow yourself that time to research hotels, flights, the area where you'll be staying. Typically, the earlier you make reservations, the better the deals you'll find and the lower the risk of your favorite destination being booked solid. Making reservations in advance also locks in rates and prevents you from paying higher prices later during prime spring break or holiday seasons. Ask family and friends to recommend a travel agent or a travel website and visit bbb.org for free business profiles. If you're using online services to find accommodations, be sure to research the business and read customer reviews about any rentals that you're considering. Avoid those broad internet searches. So try to avoid entering phrases like best deals into whichever search engine you use. These broad search terms can sometimes lead you to websites that look official but are designed solely to rip people off. And keep in mind that paying with a credit card does give you additional protection if something should go wrong with your travel reservation. You also want to make sure you research travel restrictions, which vary by state and country, and they're also constantly changing. Visit the U.S. State Department's Know Before You Go page, as well as the CDC Travel Planner, to get the most up-to-date information on COVID-19-related travel restrictions as you plan your trip and also as your travel dates approach. And just take precautions before, after your trip. Pack a pandemic bag with those essentials like the hand sanitizer, face masks, disinfecting wipes. If you'll be on the road for extended periods of time, it's not a bad idea to take drinks, extra snacks along to help avoid any unnecessary stops in public places as well. And just with the ongoing pandemic, it's so key to make flexible travel plans and accommodations that are going to make it easier to follow COVID-19 guidelines as well. Get all trip details in writing. Recognize your rights if you do need to cancel for any reason at any point, and even consider travel insurance when possible. But again, you have to understand exactly what it covers and how your specific policy would work if you need to use it.
Snacks and drinks are critical on a vacation trip, especially when kids are in the car.
Yes, with a toddler, I have quickly learned that.
Yes, we have two kids as well. One's a baby, but still, yes, critical to have the snacks. Now, is travel insurance really a safe way to protect your trip? And what do people need to know before making the decision to purchase additional protection?
It's important to keep in mind that your ability to recover costs from a canceled trip highly depends on your specific travel insurance policy and situation. Travelers who purchase policies that include cancel for any reason coverage have the best option to request a cancellation, though. It should be noted that pandemics are still routinely listed as exclusions and policies, though. So before you purchase trip insurance, you really have to read that fine print. Travelers must also usually contact airlines and other travel suppliers before filing a claim through your travel insurance to see if there are refunds, waivers, or other accommodations offered through those companies first. And before making a purchase, read those specifics on what the policy does and doesn't cover. Contact the insurance company offering the policy directly with any questions. So don't just take the word of your travel agent, who might tell you everything is covered but may not really understand all of that fine print. Most travel insurance will cover medical expenses if you get sick during the trip or the cost of your trip if you have to cancel due to illness. But they may not cover the cost of your trip if you need to cancel because of a pre-existing condition or things like fear of travel due to a sudden outbreak in an area. If a cancel for any reason component is purchased, confirm the specific policy wording for all details regarding that benefit before you file a claim.
Now, previously, you had mentioned about vaccine passports in the travel industry. How are scammers targeting vaccine passports now?
Well, as more people continue to receive COVID-19 vaccinations and vaccine passport apps roll out for use with travel and even attending large-scale events, BBB is reminding people be cautious of scams impersonating sources that are claiming to require use of such apps. Just with any new initiative, scammers find ways to take advantage of confusion and anxiety surrounding the change. Vaccine passports essentially are being created to provide digital proof of an individual's COVID-19 vaccination status and could be used for travel and attending events on a larger scale basis in the future. Right now, on certain flights, passengers can use an app to show that they meet a state's negative COVID-19 test requirement. I know that New York State also launched an app that pulls from their state's COVID-19 vaccine registry to confirm vaccination status. So these are being used more commonly. But at this time, the U.S. federal government has stated that they have no plans to create a national vaccine passport. So any emails, calls, text messages making any type of claim should be reported to BBB Scam Tracker. If you're traveling or attending an event, check with the company directly regarding the necessity of showing proof of a negative COVID-19 test or vaccine. As with all things related to COVID-19, policies are frequently changing, so be sure to check directly with the source beforehand to get the latest details and requirements. And if you receive an invitation to download a COVID-19 vaccine passport app, do your research before entering any personal information. Double check the URL and that any provided links go directly to the intended destination.
Now, what are some other types of scams targeting travelers this spring and summer?
Currently, BBB Scam Tracker is receiving numerous reports of con artists that are creating fake airline ticket booking sites or even customer service phone numbers. So if you're buying airfare, you really have to use caution and double check the URL or phone number before providing your payment information. What's happening is while doing an online search for cheap flights, people are encountering what seems like a great deal with a major airline. So they book the flight either through the website or by calling a customer support number. They receive a confirmation message. However, when they look closely at the email, they notice that they never actually received any tickets. In another version of the scam, some people are booking a flight on a travel website offering deals on airfare and paying with a credit card like normal. But shortly after making the payment, they receive a call from the company saying that there's been a sudden price increase or an extra charge to finalize the booking. And this is something a legitimate company would never do. In either case, after contacting the airline directly to follow up about the flight, victims find that they have no record of their booking. So it turns out they accidentally purchased tickets through a scam site or that phony customer service number. And one victim recently reported to BBB, even receiving a phone call right after booking a flight, stating that they wanted $100 per passenger to finalize the flight. So they called the airline directly to complain after the fact and then discovered the flight wasn't even available to book to begin with. It was totally fabricated. So, of course, the flight wasn't booked. This company had just charged her credit card. Similarly, we're seeing a lot of instances where scammers are targeting frequent travelers by creating lookalike websites to target people who are trying to renew enrollment in trusted traveler programs. So that TSA PreCheck program or even Global Entry, because people are just conducting those web searches, typing in the program name. Even though the official website does appear high in the search results, other ones are also included that mimic the official websites. So then after someone clicks on a non-official website accidentally, they're taken to a third-party company that either impersonates the government or offers to do all of the paperwork for you, but they're charging the cost of the application fee per normal plus a hefty service fee to cover their so-called help. And then you have to fill out forms with, of course, your sensitive information, your full name, passport number, home address. We've received a lot of recent reports to Scam Tracker that these websites look very convincing. People think they're on the official TSA PreCheck website. The company is asking for all the information you'd normally expect in that process, and then they don't realize until after the fact.
Now, what's the best way to avoid these kinds of scams and know you're on a legitimate website? Because as we all know, when you're on the internet, it's hard to tell what is legit and what isn't.
Right. You always have to double check the URL before you enter personal and payment information. It can be so easy to click on a sponsored ad or imposter website without noticing. Before you enter any sensitive information, double check you're on the right website, that the link is secure. Remember, secure links start with HTTPS and include that green lock icon on the purchase page. And in the U.S., all government websites also end in .gov as well. If you come across a company that you haven't dealt with before, research it prior to making any purchases. Look on BBB.org for reviews and feedback from previous customers. Be wary of third-party websites. Some websites appear to offer a legitimate service but are only fronts for a scam. So be suspicious of ones that don't have working customer service numbers, don't provide a physical address. Typos, grammatical errors can all be indications of a scammer's handiwork too. And again, make those online purchases with your credit card whenever possible, because fraudulent charges made by credit card can usually be disputed, which is not always the case with other payment methods. Unfortunately, there's no way to get back any personal information you may have shared. So if you do find that you provided information like your passport number, social security number to a scam website, make sure you do place a fraud alert on your credit reports as soon as possible.
Now, there seem to be quite a few scams targeting people traveling by air, but what about when it comes to booking rental cars? Are there any tips people need to be aware of when it comes to renting a car? Because I know a lot of people drive to their vacations.
Yes, and a rental car shortage has driven up the price of rental cars significantly. You may have read about that recently, but it's also making people more susceptible to con artists who are impersonating rental car company representatives. People frequently contact the Better Business Bureau with complaints about billing, customer service by rental car companies. Last year, nationally, we received more than 7,000 complaints about auto renting and leasing businesses. So it's absolutely critical that you shop around, read rental agreements carefully before paying any money to rent a car. Unexpected expenses can definitely sour a fun vacation, especially rental car scams that may claim to offer a special promotion. If you pay up front using a gift card or prepaid debit card, they may say you can get a significant discount, but then you end up with no car. So before finalizing your selection, check out the company's business profile at bbb.org. Try to find the exact location rather than the headquarters, too, because complaints and customer reviews specific to a location and its management can be telling. Consider location, too, because running from an airport-based rental facility might be more expensive than an off-airport location. Also, many rentals have an extra drop-off fee if you're returning the vehicle to a different location than where you picked it up. So different ways to help cut some of those costs. Again, read the fine print. So before you initial and sign the contract, read it. Make sure you understand the terms. Check that the final price reflects what you understood the fees to be based on the advertising of or your reservation. Note any additional fees or charges that you can incur. Get the company's policy and fees on tolls, too. So some renters have been surprised at big late fees for returning a car late or even early, and more cashless toll roads are popping up. Most companies charge a daily convenience fee for use of their electronic toll systems. Many charge a daily fee even if toll roads are not traveled. So you need to know that information in advance. And shop around. Car rental rates can vary depending on the company or the amount of lead time, so it always pays to compare prices. And you might even be able to get a better rate through a motor club, a credit card or other membership organization that you have, or even by bundling your car rental with airfare or lodging arrangements. Consider mileage charges as well. So is the rate that you're being quoted for unlimited mileage or for a certain number of miles per day? Before you leave home, it's also a good idea to check with your insurance agent or carrier. See if your existing policy covers damage to a rental vehicle or your liability as a driver. Because if so, you can skip buying that insurance coverage from the rental car company. If you're traveling for business, you may even be covered by your employer's policy. When you receive your rental vehicle, this is a big thing. Thoroughly inspect it before you drive away too, because if you see any damage or defect, make the company representative aware of it immediately so it's noted on the car condition form. And before leaving the vehicle upon return, be sure an attendant inspects the car's body in your presence. You agree about any damage and get a final printout of the charges or make sure that it's emailed to you. Whenever possible, we always tell people avoid dropping off your vehicle after hours too and leaving the keys in a drop box. If you opt to return your rental with a full tank of gas, keep that receipt, record the mileage at the time of the fill too.
Now, along with potential issues related to transportation, we know that scammers also like to target vacation rentals. Can you talk about how people get scammed out of vacation accommodations?
Sure. And many people love to travel, but instead of staying in a hotel, they might want to rent an apartment, a villa, or a house or condo. And those offering such rentals may have their own web pages, and there are numerous online companies that connect travelers with property owners. But BBB has received numerous reports of people who arrive at a vacation property with their families, their luggage, after having made advance payments, only to discover the location doesn't exist or it's not available for rent. So they're left stranded with nowhere to stay and find out that their money has completely disappeared. Not a good way to start vacation.
Not at all.
Because renting a vacation property does entail such risks, several services have emerged to protect both the renter and the property owner, including Airbnb, HomeAway, VRBO are popular ones. A lot of other websites do operate similarly. Most major travel booking websites also offer protection from scams and ways to protect payments. But as a reminder, always check out any travel site in advance with BBB.
Now, this one doesn't shock me that it still happens, but how do scammers still manage to get past security measures on legitimate booking sites? And what are some examples of these scams?
Well, Airbnb specifically says it works hard to keep scammers off of its sites, but scammers are smart. They're experienced, determined. There are several scams that consumers may run into on vacation rental platforms. Scammers might manage to sign up as hosts themselves and post non-existent properties. An internet search of the address can really help to determine if the property exists. scammers or hosts acting improperly may also contact potential renters and suggest that they can give them a lower price if they drop their reservation through the booking platform and deal directly with the host. But Airbnb warns, so does HomeAway, that travelers who allow themselves to be moved off of the platform lose all of those critical protections for their money, and you risk arriving to find out that you have no place to stay. Scammers may even be able to use phishing efforts, too, to obtain a host's information that they can use to log into the booking platform, pretend to be that host, and try to get the renter's money without a real reservation. And similarly, renters may even encounter websites that are just cloned copies of these legitimate ones. Though the major booking platforms make great efforts to detect and take down these types of sites, all of the companies admit scammers are clever and some fake sites are very well done.
What are some tips or red flags for avoiding vacation rental fraud?
If you're using a vacation rental platform, beware of owners that want you to get off the platform to communicate or send money, and watch out for fake websites impersonating reputable vacation platforms. Those real websites can be copied, created with another name. And research the rental property owner. Call them to be sure that they are real and exist. Do a quick internet search. Does the property exist at that address? Does the same photo appear at different locations? Look at reviews carefully as well. These can be helpful, but note that some crooks may also post fake reviews in some instances.
I've also been hearing about another issue involving vacation rentals recently, and people having issues with hosts unexpectedly canceling reservations. Mm-hmm. Because it's last minute, they have issues finding a comparable reservation. This isn't a scam, but what rights do people have if they find themselves in a similar situation?
And this is becoming a bigger issue, especially this season, it seems. But when it comes to booking a vacation rental, most people tend to be concerned about a company or platform's cancellation and refund policies when it comes to them as the potential renter doing the canceling. But it's also important to read the fine print regarding a host or vendor's cancellation policies and any rights that you have if your reservation is canceled. In a lot of instances, cancellation is largely at the discretion of the host or owner. Recognize the differences between what you're entitled to if you as the renter cancel versus the host, and what your options are for obtaining a refund, transferring to a new reservation, along with any applicable time frames. If a host indicates that they have to cancel but asks you to cancel your reservation versus them, know that what you're entitled to might vary depending on who's actually the one to cancel that reservation. And keep in mind that policies, terms, and conditions vary. It's not a one-size-fits-all situation. You have to recognize those differences and what you're entitled to based on your platform, depending upon the situation. It's also important to still be mindful of any policy updates in relation to the pandemic and set timeframes for those policies to be upheld. You should also read previous reviews on listings and hosts, but understand what designations such as premier host or super host actually mean based on the platform's definition. Recognize in some instances, reviews can only be posted by guests who have stayed at a property. So there might not be an easy way to tell if the owner of a property has canceled on prior customers, depending on the platform. And you should also always pay by credit card through the platform's verified payment system. So if you're being denied a refund that you're rightfully entitled to, you can file a dispute with your credit card company. Always communicate through your platform's verified communication methods as well. So you have that paper trail of correspondence. And certainly if a company negates protections that are listed in sections of their terms and conditions, so if a company is misrepresenting its refund policies, always file a complaint with the Better Business Bureau and with the Federal Trade Commission.
Are there any other travel-related issues we need to be on the lookout for this time of year, Caitlin?
Fraudulent vacation packages are also starting to be reported locally, along with various misleading travel sweepstakes opportunities. And with fraudulent vacation packages, people see an advertisement for a deeply discounted vacation at some luxurious resort. But after the deposit's paid, you find that the quality of the package has been grossly misrepresented, or that there are significant additional fees that have to be paid at the destination to take advantage of this so-called great deal. Efforts to recover initial deposits are usually unsuccessful due to small print terms and exclusions in the agreement that a lot of people fail to read. So read your invoice, confirm that it includes every cost, includes taxes and fees. Take the time to understand the purpose and amount of each fee. Some common hidden fees to watch out for include international departure and arrival taxes, processing fees, peak week surcharges, late booking fees, departure city surcharges, travel insurance, and fuel surcharges. Always read and fully understand the cancellation policies before sending any money, and you should know how much you could lose if you do need to cancel. And when it comes to misleading travel sweepstakes, people are also starting to report being approached at local malls, including Westmoreland Mall, different shopping centers, to sign up for a chance to win a free trip to the Caribbean or Bahamas. And later on that day, they're receiving a phone call stating that they've actually won the free trip, but they just have to pay an initial deposit to reserve their trip or provide payment just to cover fees and taxes. Keep in mind, if you're paying anything for this so-called sweepstakes, it's not actually free and you haven't won anything.
Any last tips or final thoughts as we wrap up this show, Caitlin?
No matter when or where you're traveling, there are a few final things you should always do to protect yourself, your home, and your belongings. We all like to share our vacation adventures with friends and family, but just wait until you get back to post on social media. Too much detail can give away that your home will be empty, can attract thieves. Make sure you know your responsibilities under your home insurance policy as well, because some policies don't cover damage if nobody checks on your home for a certain amount of time. Share a copy of your itinerary with a family member, friend. Take a map. We all rely heavily on smartphones and GPS, but it's still important to have that backup copy for technical difficulties or if you have poor reception. And finally, keep in mind that tourist destinations are hot spots for scammers looking to take advantage of distracted travelers. Use a hotel safe to store extra cash and valuables when able. Avoid using public Wi-Fi networks to access sensitive information, because it just makes it easier for scammers to get a hold of your personal and financial information. And, of course, don't forget to visit bbb.org for more helpful travel tips.
And do people even know what a map is or an atlas these days?
I certainly hope that they do, because I think we've all found ourselves in the situation of being in a dead zone at the worst time ever, too.
That's right. And then that's really when you say, I wish I had some other way here to find where I was going.
Yes.
Well, Caitlin, that does it for another edition of the Better Business Bureau show featuring Caitlin Driscoll, Public Relations Director, Better Business Bureau of Western PA. Caitlin, thanks as always, and we'll talk to you again in the middle of summer in July.
Yes, looking forward to it. See you in July.